Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another of our live in-studio performances in the Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The band Cherry Glazer is an LA group that's centered on the singing and guitar playing of Clementine Creevy. She's 22, but she's already a veteran. Her career includes 7 years' worth of songwriting and 3 full-length LPs, the most recent of which is called Stuffed and Ready. The band, Cherry Glazer, is here to play some of those songs, which go from a croon to a roar, in our studio today. This first one is called That's Not My Real Life. That's the band Cherry Glazer, live here in our New York studio, and the song's called That's Not My Real Life. The members of Cherry Glazer, which is a trio, Tabor Allen behind the drums, Devin O'Brien playing the bass, and on guitar and vocals, Clementine Creevy. Clementine, to you and the boys, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
So on the album, you're not the only guitarist on that song.
I'm not. We had the pleasure of working with Delicate Steve on that song. Yeah.
Which is a little different for you because for the most part, you know, although the lineup of the band has changed over the years, it has been very much a band effort, it seems.
Yeah. It's always been centered around my guitar and guitar playing. And in the studio, I get really greedy. I love to, like, track 100 guitars.
And they... somehow create this world in which the vocal texture can both kind of float and then, as I mentioned in introducing you, they kind of burst into this energetic roar as well. Yeah. Where did that, I mean, that play of light and dark, of soft and loud, I mean, we've heard that in, you know, Courtney Love and the Pixies and bands like that. Is that, were you listening to that stuff as a kid?
Yeah, sort of. It's funny, I don't know really where my style comes from. It feels really, I don't know, like I think that stuff is really sub-perceptual. It's hard for me to be able to look from the outside and tell you like why I do what I do as far as music making goes. But I don't know, I've always had a really wide variety of music. I've always took in a ton of different styles, and I think that it maybe has something to do with it.
So are there, I mean, are there hidden sides of of your music making that, that Cherry Glazer fans have not heard yet?
I feel comfortable putting out anything I want to under Cherry Glazer. I don't feel the need to ever, like, create a side project for anything. So I'm sure people will hear a lot of different types of stuff over the years.
Okay. I know when you were in the band Glitterish on the TV series Transparent, it was kind of odd to see and hear you doing Jim Croce's Operator.
Yeah,
it was like, wait, that's the nuclear bomb singer doing Jim Croce?
Yeah, I know. It's what they wanted.
And how was that for you? I mean, you know.
Oh, so fun. I love doing projects like that where I move out of my comfort zone and people ask me to do stuff. My motto is always be teachable. So I love having the opportunity to dive into different things that I would never think of doing on my own.
Well, now, interestingly, with the new record, with Stuffed and Ready, you've written about how you went into this feeling unprepared and that was kind of why you went into it, because you were unprepared, which struck me a couple of ways. First of all, that's how most people feel about becoming parents.
I'm the parent of this record.
Exactly, right. And how long did it gestate, this record?
Well, you know, I had come up with a lot of different bits and pieces over the past year or so that we were touring, and then we took a second to record, and I was writing a lot of stuff like the day before we went to the studio, so it all feels very fresh to me, which I love. Like, Wasted None happened, like, the day before the studio. I had so much material, and I brought it to Carlos, our producer, and I would be like, so I have this song, but last night I wrote this thing. And he'd be like, oh, we got to do that. And I was like, yay, cool, let's do it.
Yeah. So it seems like as a finished product, Stuffed and Ready is a thing. You know, it has it has its own idea, its own headspace that it puts you in, a kind of a dark, uncertain, you know, that is the song you just did is not the only one that takes on a women's place in the world and, you know, vis-a-vis patriarchy, et cetera. So it presents as something that emerged fully formed from the mind of Zeus or the mind of Clementine in this case. Was it that? Or was this something that you found, you know, as you were doing it?
That's a good question. I think a little bit of both, probably. But just my only goal is to make sounds that feel good and are beautiful to me. And just having the best songs is important to me. And if anything was mediocre, I'd throw it out the window. I wasn't feeling like I needed to be a slave to some certain type of theme, really. And the idea for the album, I realized later after it was finished.
Right. Which is often the case, you know, it seems, with people who are creating something. Sometimes you have to finish it and step back to see what it is you've actually done.
Yeah, it's true. I'd love to say, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm like Prince. Like, I had this idea, and then I just, you know, made a record that was exactly that. But it wasn't at all like that.
Well, Stuffed and Ready is now the third full length by Cherry Glazer. The song you're going to do next is called Self-Explained, and it strikes me that you could read that a couple of very different ways. You know, something that's self-explanatory is obvious. this is not an obvious song. So, I mean, the idea of trying to explain yourself is a much more tangled and difficult thing.
Exactly. I think you put it well. That's what it's about. It's about me explaining myself. And that's why I thought self-explained would be kind of a cool name for it.
All right. Let's hear a live performance. The band is Cherry Glazer performing here in our new sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. Self-explained, live performance of a song from the latest album by the band Cherry Glazer, the album called Stuffed and Ready. So Clementine, this I mentioned before, it's been 7 years, three LPs, so you were like a young teenager when you started writing songs.
Yeah.
What got you going in that direction? And was it guitar at first? Or?
I don't know. I started writing songs when I was like five and six. And I was always singing a lot, like around the house, and I was always kind of like a weird performer. and then I was a music head. I was like that kid that like every year for Christmas, like you get like and everyone, the only thing anybody knows about you is that, like, you're into music, so you get, like, 150, like, music things, like guitar keychains and, like, books on drums and stuff. So that was just, I don't know. I've just always gravitated towards rhythm and melody. And then when I was, like, 10, my uncle gave me my first guitar, and then I started taking lessons, and I picked up the electric. My stepdad gave me an electric guitar when I was 12, and, like, I totally got into it. I was listening to a lot of, like, funk and rock, mm-hmm. and then Cherry Glazer started just about a year after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
Or a few years after that.
So rumors of the death of guitar-based rock had not reached you in in your little bedroom there in Chicago or wherever it was.
I guess I didn't really care much.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe I think a revival had already started. And, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, pronouncements of that sort
are
ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, like, what your medium is.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of, you know, Stravinsky once said there's a lot of great music still to be written in C major. And,
of course.
You know, there's still a lot of stuff to mine from the six strings of the guitar.
Totally.
Early last year, while you guys were on the road, you tweeted about, like, running into sexism, you know. Not just, you know, as a front woman. I mean, we're used to that. But, you know, your front of house person is a woman and stuff like that. Has that changed at all in the last year? I mean, it's certainly... It's been in the news a lot.
I don't know. It's hard to tell, really, with stuff like that. But I would like to think that, my feminism is both a movement that I feel happy and lucky to be a part of, and also a practice in which you practice seeing femmes as capable equal beings, and I think if you do that enough, it manifests. And I'd like to think that leading by example is a great way of achieving what you want to see in the world.
Now tell people who mastered your record.
Oh, Emily Lazar. We got the best of the best.
And as proof of that, she won a Grammy.
Oh,
the other
God.
Night. Did you not know that?
No.
She won a Grammy for Best Engineered Record, the Beck album.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, first woman to win an award as a mastering engineer, and she mastered your record.
Oh, my God. I'm flipping out right now. Yeah. I'm learning this just now.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
So, I mean, you know, that is, in one sense, it's a small step, but it's also maybe emblematic of, one would hope, a change somehow, because, you know, as I say, there's lots of women who make records and even play guitar, but there's a lot of the technical stuff.
Yes.
The technical side of the industry still seems very closed off.
It's funny that you say that, because I run into way less sexism than my front of house engineer does.
Right.
I deal with way less.
And I just want to point out that Madeline, your engineer, is behind the glass with our engineer, Irene. Not Bob and Bill, but Irene and Madeline, making sure that people can actually hear what we're doing.
Such a load off, I bet. Oh, my God.
So, but one of the other things you've done is some modeling. And, I don't know that industry, but it seems to me that would just be, like, rife with sexism and objectification and stuff like
that. It requires a lot of compartmentalizing.
Mm.
The funny thing about the fashion industry is, like, I'll do one job and it'll be like, I'll get paid like equivalent to like 4 years of doing touring one day of work.
Right.
So it requires a lot of compartmentalizing for sure.
But you wrote some music for Saint Laurent, right?
Yes, that was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Totally.
And when I first heard that you had done that, I thought, well, what could that have been? It was some sort of ambient soundscapey thing, but it's the song Had $10.
It's Had $10. It's a 20-minute version of it. Yeah.
So was this something for the walkway? I mean, what was it for? Was it for a commercial?
It was for the walkway.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spring, summer 2015. I think that's what it was.
Okay. So what kind of... Did you have to sashay down the runway?
They asked me to walk, but I didn't do it. I was too like, oh God, no, please God, no.
So do you still do that kind of work?
I do. If it comes through, I am a yes man with stuff like that. Because, like I said, it helps fund the band.
Right. This song that you're going to do next, called Wasted Nun, it's people hear loud, they hear something that might, you know, lyrics that might sound sarcastic or cynical or angry, and they think, well, it can't be melodic. But a lot of your songs kind of prove that those two things go hand in glove, and this seems to be one
of
them.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things about making music. I love doing that.
Let's hear the song. Wasted Nun is the name of it. The band is Cherry Glazer. Wasted Nun is the song from Cherry Glazer. Clementine, you said that was one that you wrote just before going in to record the record?
Yes.
So it just, like, that one really just did emerge kind of fully formed, it sounds like.
It did.
That's got to be such a weird feeling. Suddenly, one day there's no song, and the next day there's a song.
It is the weirdest feeling in the world. My biggest fear in life is that I'll never write another song again. It's just this impending doom thing that I have. And then, alas, they come out of me.
So a question from one of your fans watching online wants to know if you guys are going to record Habit.
Oh, we did. Oh, my gosh. I love that the fans love that one. It's a live song that we just only play live and jam it. But we do have a version. We might re-record it. Yeah, we'll put it out.
Eventually.
Sure. Eventually, yes.
Okay. So the song you started us off with today, That's Not My Real Life. Mm. Does this feel like your real life when you're, you know, out on the road with the guys playing the songs?
Yes, more than anything else in the world. That song is related to social media and an online presence and how that's not reality and how we can confuse it with reality.
But there are lots of people who say, well, you know, the life of the touring musician, including many touring musicians, who say that's not real life, you know, that you're in a bubble and that, you know, real life is
what... I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I don't feel that way at all. I think playing music every night is one of the greatest things I could ever be doing with my life. And I feel eternally lucky and grateful to be able to do that. It feels more real to me than anything else.
Well, we're really glad that you were able to do that for us here today. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
Stuffed and Ready is the latest from the band Cherry Glazer. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.